good stuff. Good morning and welcome.
Welcome to the April 2nd meeting of the Portland City Council. Carla, would you please call the roll?
Fish.
Here.
Saltzman.
Here.
Novick.
Here.
Fritz.
Here.
Hales.
Here. Just some procedural announcements first and then some important pre-calendar business. First, welcome everyone to the Portland City Council. If you're here to speak on a council calendar item, when you come up, just give us your name. You don't need to give us your address or phone number or any of those kind of details unless you want to. If you're a lobbyist representing an organization, please disclose that. On regular council items, we give people 3 minutes to speak, and unless there's some prior arrangement, that doesn't apply to proclamations that we'll be doing before that. Please testify only to the matter at hand. So that everybody feels welcome, we do applaud in ceremonial occasions like the ones that we'll have here this morning. But when someone's speaking, please keep the demonstrations to raised hands if you support somebody, or maybe just frown if you don't. But we like to give everyone the opportunity to state their case on contentious items, which I think we may have one or two of on any given calendar day. Disruptive behavior, of course, is not tolerated. And if we encounter that, you'll be warned and then asked to leave. If you have any handouts, please give them to our council clerk beforehand, and she'll distribute them to us. So again, welcome everyone. We have some important pre-calendar work to do this morning, and first, I want to turn to Commissioner Saltzman.
Thank you, Mayor. Today, the flags of the City of Portland are lowered to honor 2-year-old Colton Salisbury, who died last month from abuse injuries at the hands of something that all too often is the most terrifying aspect in a young person's life, at the hands of mom's boyfriend. This happened in a motel room on Southeast 82nd Avenue. Colton will not have the life that every toddler should have, protected, nurtured, and cared for. He'll never become a AmeriCorps volunteer. He'll never become a dancer. Instead, he was being abused and hurt during his formative early childhood years, ultimately to the point of death. As we recognize April as National Child Abuse Prevention Month, Colton's story reminds us all to take action if we suspect abuse and neglect. Don't wait for things to calm down or to get better. If you suspect abuse, call the National Child Abuse Hotline, the State Child Abuse Hotline at 800-509-5439, or if you witness abuse, call 911. If you want to make a difference in a young child's life, you can by being a mentor or another volunteer. I'd like to recognize Colton with a moment of silence. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you, Commissioner, for your passionate advocacy for the victims of domestic violence. The whole council appreciates that. Thank you. So our next item of business is a proclamation about dance, and Commissioner Fish, who knows a little about that subject in his household, is here to present that.
Thank you, Mayor, and as we transition from Commissioner Saltzman's sober and somber news about the worst in our community, we're going to shift to some of the best in our community, which is the arts, and a celebration of the work of Northwest Dance Project. And it's my honor to invite Artistic Director Sarah Slipper and Executive Director Scott Lewis to come forward to the podium. And they are joined by some of the remarkable dancers that we're going to meet shortly. For those of you who read Willamette Week, there's a full-page ad today on their show this week, and it features two of their Princess Grace award-winning dancers that will be performing this week at the Newmark. So I'm pleased to begin the morning, Mayor, welcoming our special guests and to celebrate 10 years of excellence in dance in our community. Northwest Dance Project has helped raise the profile of our city as a world-class arts destination. And last summer, I had the honor of joining 3,000 Portlanders in Washington Park to enjoy a free performance of Northwest Dances in good company. And even with the threat of rain, it was a packed house. And my favorite part is actually all the kids, the young kids, who gravitate to the edge of the stage and dance throughout the evening with their heroes. Just this spring, Northwest Dance Project toured in Canada for the first time. And I'm not surprised to report that they were a big hit. The Calgary Herald, the paper of record, of course, declared them some of the best dancers you will ever see on any stage. And this morning, Mayor Hales and I are honored to issue the following proclamation, which the mayor has issued, and I will read. Whereas Portland's Northwest Dance Project was founded by award-winning choreographer Sarah Slipper in 2004, and whereas Northwest Dance Project has carved out a unique role in our community by creating bold, new dance performances, and whereas Northwest Dance Project has attracted talented choreographers to Portland, and whereas Northwest Dance Project has won prestigious international awards and has two current Princess Grace Award-winning dancers, sort of like the Academy Awards of dance, Andrea Parson and Franco Nieto, both of whom are here and we'll meet in a moment, and whereas Northwest Dance Project's performances enrich our community and further Portland's reputation as a hub for dance and the arts, and whereas more than 50,000 people have enjoyed performances by Northwest Dance Project in its 10 years, including performances at the historic Newmark Theater, Lincoln Performance Hall, one of my favorites, Northwest Dance Project Studio and Performance Center on North Mississippi Avenue, and of course, our own Washington Park Amphitheater. And whereas Northwest Dance Project represented Portland and the city's vibrant performing arts scenes during the company's first tour to Canada in March of 2014, which was supported by a grant from the Canada Council for the Arts. And whereas Northwest Dance Project is celebrating its 10th anniversary season with special performances from April 3 to 5, 2014, and I'll be joining you tomorrow night at the Newmark. Now, therefore, I, Charlie Hales, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim March 26, 2014, to be a day of recognition for Northwest Dance Project in Portland and to encourage all residents to observe this day. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Mayor, before I turn it over to Sarah and Scott, I'd like all the dancers who are joining us to stand for a moment. And I have the phonetic spellings, so forgive me if I get any names wrong, but we're joined by Samantha Campbell and Patrick Kilbane, Elijah Lube, Lindsay Mathias, Franco Nieto, Lindsay McGill, Andrea Parson, Julia Raddick, Victor Yusov, and Ching Ching Wong. And they are an outstanding group of dancers. Welcome to the city.
Welcome.
I'll turn it over to our honored guests.
Thank you. I, on behalf of Northwest Dance Project, I want to thank the city for this incredible honor. Portland is an amazing city, and it's an amazing city to found the company. As a Canadian, I can say this. This is the place I choose to live, and it's been an incredible 10 years. I look forward to the next 10 years, and the vibrancy that allows a company like this to develop. We've done over 160 works, which is an extraordinary number to make it have allowed to have it happen here. I couldn't be more proud, and the company is wowing the world. So, and as Nick Fish said, thank you. I was very proud to take the company back to Canada, my home country, and it was quite a nostalgic tour for me. But I'm looking forward to the next 10 years, to the next, I don't know, 160 creations, but I do also hope that you will join us this week. And also to let everyone know, tomorrow night we are projecting the show at 10th and Stark on the Jive building. I think it's all apropos, 10th for 10 years and the Jive. The show will be broadcast 50 feet tall. So we'll have 50-foot dancers on the side of the building. And it's just one more thing that keeps this city alive and vibrant and creative.
Absolutely. I'd like to thank the council, especially Nick Fish, for your support recognition. It's quite an honor to have you as a friend and a fan. And just to recognize that I appreciate that you understand that it's not just the usual big five that make the city an artistic hub. It's the small and medium organization and the independent artists that really give Portland its artistic energy. And I think that's one of the reasons that Portland keeps showing up on everybody's top 10 lists of the best places to live in the United States, now the world, apparently. We're one of the best places to live in the world, according to The Guardian, and I appreciate that. And I think that it's a challenge to run an arts organization, as you know. Sometimes I say it's like pushing water uphill. And we have to get a lot of help and a lot of support. We have to share in that challenge. And I just encourage you to join us in that. I know later this month, this place will be full with artists and arts representatives as RAC presents their State of the Arts. And I just want to encourage you to keep your investment in the arts. It's a great payoff, not only in the dollars that it generates, but the vibrancy that it brings the city. And I appreciate your support.
I'm going to turn it over to the mayor in 1 second because he has a personal connection to dance, which is really terrific. But I, as someone who loves particularly the Christmas shows, the In Good Company shows, which are choreographed by your dancers in a very intimate setting on North Mississippi, I've often wondered, and Alan Al Solheim and I have had this conversation, why are we so drawn to dance? And so I did a little internet research, and I found one of the greatest dancers in our history describe dance as the unspoken language of the heart and the soul. And so it speaks to you somehow. And I know nothing about dance. And I don't even know what they're doing, except I know that it moves me. Charlie has a personal connection to the dance he'll share with us.
Right. You know, in this chamber, when we vote on certain items, we have to declare a conflict of interest. You know, like we might own some real estate or something. Well, I have to declare a conflict of interest on this issue because the better that you do, the more likely that we'll be able to tempt my daughter, who's a dancer in New York, to come home to Portland and dance here. So we'll keep telegraphing your success to her for personal reasons as well as because we support what you're doing here in the art scene in Portland.
And I will say we are supporting 10 artists full-time. They are this is where they're getting paid for what they do, art, their love of their life.
And Sarah, without tooting your own horn, my understanding is many of the dancers you have are dancers that have the pick of cities and companies to join. And so it's an enormous vote of confidence in you and what you're doing with Northwest Dance and Portland that they chose Portland to be home.
This is becoming, there's not a lot of dance companies that are surviving in the U.S., and this is one of the destination points, along with one company in New York and one company in Chicago. So where I'm really proud, West Coast, we're representing contemporary dance in America as one of the hottest dance companies in the country. So,
can we get a picture with your dancers up front?
Come on up. Let's do.
Thank you.
Here they are.
Can you get everyone in? Yes. Yeah. That's great. It's going to be the council's holiday card. So.
Thank you.